Hi, this is Ned Sullivan from Scenic Hudson. Earlier this week, the New York Times reported that Governor Andrew Cuomo would order state regulators to shift New York's power to 50% renewable sources by the year 2030. This plan builds on other strategies the governor is spearheading to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels to fight climate change. These initiatives include his Reforming the Energy Vision, also known as REV. This regulatory proceeding gives electric utilities, businesses, and homeowners incentives to reduce their electricity demand, to increase energy efficiency, and to rely more on locally generated power like wind and solar. These are bold and important initiatives that promise to put New York on the vanguard in combating climate change and creating a 21st century energy system. But another state regulatory proceeding I've spoken of here before is looking backward rather than forward and will create new costs and unfair burdens on homeowners and small businesses in New York, benefiting deep-pocketed utility developers. A decision on this is expected December 17th, and your action is needed to stop it. Stay tuned for more information on that. I'm referring to Governor Cuomo's Energy Highway that proposes new high-voltage transmission lines that would run through our Hudson Valley farms and historic hamlets that fuel our tourism economy. The $1.2 billion project puts all the risk on us ratepayers, while some of the utility developers involved in this initiative are seeking a 12% return on their investment. Ratepayers would even pay 80% of the developers' cost overruns, giving them little incentive to cap this boondoggle, even at that exorbitant price. Does anybody think that is fair? The new transmission towers threaten to add to the clutter that communities living along the recommended route, including Claverack, Livingston, Milan, Clinton, and Pleasant Valley, already bear in large, unsightly equipment within their borders. Milan already has a major concentration of electrical transmission and gas lines that worry residents and should be a concern to Homeland Security. The worst news is that the staff of the State Public Service Commission is pushing forward with this project, even though the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition has proven that the new transmission lines are not needed. This group of communities, regional conservation, business, and historic preservation organizations want a 21st century grid that does not damage the region's beauty and economy. They recognize we need to maintain our existing transmission infrastructure. It is the significant additional and costly transmission capacity the coalition is questioning. Why is the Public Service Commission proposing to add to this burden? We don't know. The original theory was that the new lines would carry more power from the central and western part of the state, and thus shave costs for downstate customers, particularly in New York City, during the few peak periods of electricity demand each year. These occur on a handful of hot summer days when everyone is using air conditioners and other appliances, placing the maximum demand on the power system. However, the coalition's consultants have discredited this theory. Similarly, the entity that operates New York's grid has officially stated that new transmission or generating projects are not needed to enhance the overall reliability of the electrical system for the decade ahead. Now state officials are shifting to a new rationale, saying that the new transmission lines are part of the governor's Reforming the Energy Vision proceeding, and that new high-voltage towers will be needed to bring upstate power, including new wind supplies, down to New York City. But the state's own consultant contradicts this new theory. In its report, the Public Service Commission's consultant, the Brattle Group, has compared a REV alternative with new transmission lines and found that REV outperforms new transmission in cost to consumers and in lowering harmful pollutants that contribute to global climate change. Furthermore, it says that the upstate wind power is not constrained by the lack of cross-state high-voltage transmission capacity, but by the need to upgrade local electrical lines. In fact, the energy highway now appears to be a form of life support for coal-fired power plants and other upstate generators that are ready for the scrap heap. In addition, the state's energy plan looks to plentiful wind off of Long Island, not upstate, to achieve greater reliance on renewables. To stop the Public Service Commission from approving the unfair and unneeded transmission project through the Hudson Valley, please call Governor Cuomo at 518-474-8390 and let him know you want the proceedings stopped. Please also let him know you support his plans to increase renewables through reforming the energy vision and other actions. For updates on this debate, check out the Hudson Valley Smart Energy Coalition's website at hvsec.org. We who live in the Hudson Valley have much to be thankful for in this holiday season. I thank all of you who are helping us preserve it and wish you a safe and happy Thanksgiving. This is Ned Sullivan signing off.